RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
That was Steph Diggs yesterday on his broken finger, revealing that he had a broken finger. We're a little distracted because they're on McAfee, they're now playing the Drake May clip for Kirk Herbstreit.
Yeah, they want to get Herbstreit's take on it, I guess. So earlier today, they played the audio only for Cam Newton, and they were like, they included the Andy Hart question to Drake May about, hey, Cam Newton called you fool's gold, and they played that for him. And then we have the screen on here again, obviously on mute, and so it's McAfee standing up talking to Kirk Herbstreit, who's in
he's always standing on business. McAfee always stands on business. Cam had to stand up to do it. McAfee's always standing.
But they
on
showed
business.
Him that we look up. We're like, I thought I had ESPN on, and there was Hart and Fitzy.
It was like a full screen of Hart and Fitzy,
and then it cut to a still photo of Drake May.
Interesting
on WEEI afternoons.
So. I don't know. I'm gonna be honest. I don't know what took so long for this clip to blow up.
Yeah,
like,
well,
because it's not even just like Cam doesn't work on First Take until Thursdays or whatever his work schedule is. I'm not going to be Drake May and say I didn't know what show he was on, but I don't know his work schedule.
Yeah, but other shows could have talked about it first. Like, if McAfee's talking about it now.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying yesterday, I noticed this clip blowing up on the internet yesterday. Like, it took a while. This came out on Monday. We were playing the clips on Tuesday.
News travels slowly.
And so I guess it's by carrier pigeon to ESPN. Yeah. But they are now reacting full-blown. Cam, to a degree, has clapped back at Andy Hart.
Kinda.
We'll play that again. We
to
played
the
that earlier.
That asked the question.
Oh, here it is.
That was a great job because columnists typically do these type of things just to poke the bear. But this is merely a warning. Mm. Don't keep poking this bear.
Or what?
I'm not sure.
He'll talk about you.
It makes
Andy.
Zero sense. Yeah. Hey, remember the guy I was talking about? You brought up what I said to him? Don't do that. Like, you said it publicly on your show.
No, McAfee's playing it for Herbstreit.
Yeah, I don't get it.
That's weird.
I don't get it. Although they're showing highlights of the Patriots wearing their sweet Nor'easter
uniforms.
Oh,
those were nice. And Herbstreit did just call that game.
Are they wearing them one more time?
I don't think so.
There was a one and done?
Well, they're not scheduled to wear them again this year. I didn't think, anyways. Maybe I'm wrong about that.
That's a miss, if that's true.
First playoff game.
Yeah.
Can you wear those in a playoff game? Is that bad luck? Is that like frowned upon?
I think it'd be great luck.
I think they should wear that is what they should do in a playoff game. But anyway, we'll play more at Cam Newton. I guess Stephen A. really, I guess, tried to clap back at Drake as well.
Uh-huh.
So that's who he's mad
he's
at.
He's also a liar.
Oh, we got more people calling people liars.
Yikes.
Okay. Well, anyway, I'd expect to hear Hart about this at 2:00. He should be ready, chomping at the bit.
Oh, yeah.
To respond to Cam calling him out, I guess.
He better stand on business.
Or else, Andy. Yeah, he should stand up.
Yeah.
Just make sure you get a couple of phone books
Man.
So that the cameras will pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, okay, we'll do that coming up. Stephon Diggs, though, was discussing.
Yes.
Well, not discussing. He revealed that he broke his finger. We're not sure on a timeline of when. But in an answer about Drake May and his accuracy, and I talk to him all the time. I really compliment him about the way he throws the football because I broke my finger a little while back, and I really thank him for that. And Roachy's like, well, hang on.
Hey,
you broke your finger. He's like, yeah, don't worry about that. I got bigger things to concern myself with or whatever he said.
But he does.
And then But we weren't worried about it.
You brought it up, too.
No, in his personal life, there's a lot more to worry about. Here's lawsuits and, you know, 8 million kids and things like that. But true, he's the one who volunteered that. So you asked me earlier, Keith, do I think that was any excuse making? Do you think that's some of what Diggs was trying to volunteer because he had a couple of uncharacteristic drops on Thursday?
Yeah, maybe. Or like kind of like, you know, look at what I'm all this and I'm dealing with this. You know, and so we've been complimenting him this year about how sure-handed he's been. Like, he's caught everything. He's made some great plays. He's obviously always in bounds. He's great on the sideline, great in the end zone. But, yeah, he had a couple of drops where you're like, man, Drake May had a really good game. Could have been even better had he hauled in one, if not both of those. Mac Hollins had another one as well.
Yeah, he might have had his first 300-yard game. That Ken's all fired up about the no 300 yards for Drake May.
It is an odd stat. I mean, he leads the league in passing, doesn't he?
Yep.
But
as he pointed out, he's played an extra game than a lot of other quarterbacks. But, yeah, I don't know what he is yards per game.
I bet he's pretty high.
I would characterize that as a statistical oddity.
It is.
But we had a caller or texter or whoever bring this up weeks ago, and I was surprised at that point that he had never thrown for 300 yards. He hasn't.
He's fifth in yards per game.
So there you go. I mean, he's thrown for plenty of yards. I think he's only attempted 40 passes in one game. That was actually the opener against the Raiders where they lost.
And a lot of times, I mean, I don't know what the number would be, but how many times does a guy throw for 300 in a loss versus in a win, and they're winning a lot of games? Right, like I'm telling you, the Blake Bortles special back in the day, he would be off.
Wait till they were down by two touchdowns.
Throw for 300 just in the fourth quarter because the team's playing prevent defense.
I mean, but Jacoby Brissett threw for 450 because they were getting killed.
Yeah, eventually it's going to happen for him. In fact, I think Sunday it could happen for him.
Same. And so the only reason I bring that up is because if Diggs reels in one or certainly both of those passes, he does have a 300-yard game. Hmm. Yeah, I just monitor that. It stood out so much that Diggs dropped. He's caught everything this year.
Oh, he's been awesome.
So it stood out so much that he didn't reel those in. Maybe he was making excuses, but that doesn't mean it's not true. And let's see. Does he catch everything on Sunday against Cincinnati? Does he catch everything Monday against the Giants? If this was just a weird flare-up, then all right, no harm, no foul. Or is this something we got to keep an eye on?
So I think definitely keep an eye on it. I mean, of all the injuries to have for a wide receiver, I don't think broken finger is one that you would want.
Yeah, I mean, I also would tend to think that's one that doesn't necessarily linearly get better. Like, it doesn't continue to improve. You're catching footballs constantly. Like, yeah. There's not a lot of time for that to heal, right, necessarily?
And so the texture points out, maybe not an excuse, more so a compliment for May having touch on his throws. Maybe, but, like, he can't always just have – like, there's going to be some plays that he has to rifle it in there to –
put some mustard on it, jam it in there, or whatever he said.
Correct.
Yeah.
Right, he's going to have to do that a little bit.
So
– but he didn't have to bring that up. Like, there's a way to say he has great touch on the ball without being like, I have a broken
finger.
He
wasn't asked about his drops. He was asked about Drake May's accuracy and the way he throws the football.
Right.
And he volunteered that. So he volunteered it for a reason.
It wasn't even like, hey, how are you feeling?
No.
Like, well, now that you ask, I have a broken finger.
I broke my finger.
It was like, Drake May's accurate.
Putting a little extra mustard on it too here and there to fit it in a hole.
No doubt. You think mustard works?
For him.
So whatever he's doing, it's
the amount of children being produced. I think somebody texted this earlier in the show. Are the Patriots going to get in trouble for not reporting this on the injury report?
No.
Well, it's one where I guess by the book, he could still be a full participant, but you cite what the injury is. But if
I think
he's
by the
playing,
book, he should have been on the injury report. Do I think they're going to get in trouble for it?
I don't think so.
Me either. They might get a call and be like, hey, next time, let's report this.
It's not as egregious as like full participant out for the game. You're like, wait, what happened? Like, oh, he's hurt. And like, well, all week you were trending on being out there. So I don't think so, but.
617-779-7937. You can jump in here. Dave is in Connecticut on our Brandon Cooks discussion. This came out very early in the show. Hello, Dave.
Yep. Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great. Excellent.
Jones and Keith. Yes. Hey, listen, I think you're downplaying the whole Brandon Cooks thing. This guy's a gift. Grab him. He's better than Pop Douglas.
So I don't know about that.
I said
earlier maybe he could get some time over Kyle Williams if you don't trust that. I don't even know if that's the case.
So he was in Dallas last season, and he played 10 games. He had 259 yards and 3 touchdowns.
Okay, 2 years ago, though, he was pretty good there, right? I didn't realize he was even in Dallas last year, but 2 years ago.
657?
Did he have a bunch of touchdowns?
He had 8 touchdowns.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking
but
of.
But he had 650.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
57 yards and 54 catches. The year before that, he was in Houston. He had 57 catches, 699 yards, 3 touchdowns. This season, in 10 games, he has 19 catches and no touchdowns. He's 32 years old.
Yeah, I would say I'm not really interested, but if he played, who would he play over? I guess that would be a sign that they're done with Kyle Williams.
See, I don't think... Yeah, I guess. Wouldn't you rather even just kind of like slowly develop him? Because your four receivers, I don't think he's better than. So Dave thinks he's better than Pop
Jones
Douglas.
And Keith. Yes.
What was that, by the way?
Is that a thing? I don't know.
Yeah, what is that? Is that something we should recognize, or was he just really excited to be on the show?
Did we get pranked?
I don't know.
A classic prank?
I don't know. We might have got
yes.
At least we have that now going forward. I was actually thinking about that the other day because we have the Rafael Devers no. Yeah. We needed a good yes.
Oh,
now we have it. Thank you,
great
Dave.
Great point. Great point. Well, thank you, Dave.
Now we have it.
Yeah. Jones and Keith, yes.
Yes.
I kind of like it a lot.
Hey, Dave. Stand by. Do you think Joe Burrow's playing on Sunday?
Yes.
Oh, he does. Wow. That's pretty interesting.
Is Jones a maniac for having breakfast on Thanksgiving?
Yes.
Is Andy Hart going to be a big chicken and not respond to Cam Newton at 2?
No.
Oh, okay. Good.
And we have the Cora no.
Yeah, okay.
So we have the Cora perfect. And the Devers no.
All right, good.
But no, Brandon Cooks to me, if you asked this question last year or even at the very beginning of the season, I would have given you a different answer. And Kayshawn Booty might be back this week, right? So it's not like you have to.
I think he is too. I agree with Dave. Thank you, Nick.
What was that? You just said the name of the show?
I have no idea. I think we did get pranked.
I think we're missing something. I think there's something that we're not privy to.
Good stuff.
So, like, all right, call. This is one of these challenges out there. You got to call in Jones and Keith, say the name of the show,
scream yes, and see what they do.
And then have a blazing take.
It was Brandon Cooks. That was honestly a real clean drop. Like typically we're making some sort of noise. I think we were just both so stunned. That was one of the cleaner drops we've
Jones
ever had.
Jones and Keith, yes.
We're nowhere to be found in that clip. You hear that? Normally we got something snarky underneath our breath.
Saying something stupid.
Not as clear as a bell was.
Really well done, sir.
All right, Nick. I think John in Rhode Island wants to go on the clock if we could. Thumbs up back there if we are ready to do
Ooh.
That. He's got a perfect Thanksgiving. I would hope it includes breakfast. John in Rhode Island, you're on the clock.
Hey, guys. First of all, I love the show. Happy Thanksgiving. It's almost 6 months since the greatest day of my life that I met you. My perfect Thanksgiving will be at my house this year. No wife, no kids. I'll be on the football on the couch watching football all game, all day. I'll win the FanDuel game that my buddies play, and a brunette will bring food with me to my house later that night. Thank you.
So yeah, that's John famously was his wife left him the day he met us
at the
maybe it was your ex-wife
at the Greg Hill Road.
Could be some overlap there.
Yeah, did we never really ask?
Could be overlap.
He went brunette.
He's got a fancy brunette coming.
Did I hear that right? He said brunette.
I think he did say a brunette.
Yeah, okay. Nice.
So that should be good. No wife, no kids.
No breakfast, though. I think that was the most egregious thing in there.
Well, you can sleep in. You have no other responsibilities. By the time you wake up, it's already lunch.
It's true.
You skip breakfast altogether just based on your sleep patterns.
No wife, no kids, just football and some game on FanDuel, he said.
I think he was going to be playing FanDuel.
Awesome. And a brunette will bring food with me.
I was a little worried.
I was a little
to him, I think he meant. I was a little worried about what he was going to say there.
What is she going to bring? What kind of food? Did she bring, like,
leftovers?
Leftovers from somewhere else. From her family's meal that he's not invited to.
All right. Opportunity to
Six
go
Six months ago, though, we met that guy.
Yeah. Yeah, at a Greg Hill Roadshow.
That's right.
Marriage came crashing down that day. It was a great day.
A fiery blaze that day. But he's able to remember that.
You can go on the clock at 617-779-7937. What's your perfect Thanksgiving? You heard John in Rhode Island's. We'll also get back to Cam Newton, Stephen A. Smith, everybody else. Yes?
Somebody on the text line thinks that Dave, who yelled Jones and Keefe yes, was just happy because he called the wrong number 8 times and he finally got through.
Yes!
Yes!
I could have been
Is
that.
Is this it?
Yes. Right. Well, meanwhile, we most Thursdays give you a key for madness. I'll get back to the madness next.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.